This is big. The Surface Pro 4 is kind of a logical successor to the Surface Pro 3, Skylake this time. A little bit bigger screen, 30% faster.
Bigger screen, but the size of the device itself is not bigger.
Yeah, the bezels are smaller.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. 5-megapixel screen. They've always had great screens on the Surface, and this was another one. I think the big story on the new Surface Pro 4 is the new stylus.
Yeah.
1,024 points of pressure, an eraser, which Apple notably left off its
off
pencil.
Off of their pencil.
and then, of course, they brought that up in Brian Roper in his really fun presentation. Actually, Roper was on the phone, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So it was Panos Panay showing this one off. Both high-energy presenters doing a great job, I thought, of engaging people. All-year battery life, which means it has a replaceable battery.
Yep.
And a somewhat improved, although it doesn't look like much improved, type keyboard.
With a fingerprint sensor built into the next to the...
That's a big deal, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And the Hello camera in for identification as well.
Yep.
8.4 millimeters thick, 16 gigabytes of RAM, up to 16 gigabytes of RAM, up to a terabyte of SSD storage. It's 4K support. Pre-orders tomorrow. Ships on 10/26. Again, that's when the Microsoft store in New York City, the new flagship store, opens. So,
yeah.
In fact, they say on the website there, lines will begin at 6 a.m. And $899 for the price. But I think the lines are most likely to be for the one more thing.
Yeah, right. That's right. The Surface Book laptop, Microsoft's first ever laptop.
Really remarkable. The first thing you notice is the hinge. And I think it's important that Microsoft, this is one of the, I think the flaws in the fact that the MacBook Air has so dominated the PC industry, everybody's making MacBook Air clones, and they don't look much different from MacBook Airs.
Right.
So this hinge does a couple of things. Of course, it's a little more flexible, but it also clearly establishes you're carrying a Windows laptop. And to make that even more obvious, and Microsoft has never had a laptop before, they've put the Windows logo, a mirrored version of the Windows logo, on the top. That's something they pretended to have when they did product placement and TV shows,
yes.
But we've never seen a Microsoft laptop, so this is huge.
Yeah,
a 13.5-inch display, 267 pixels per inch. It's a 6-megapixel display, and I think that makes it the highest resolution display out there, certainly higher resolution than the MacBook Pro, and that's what Microsoft's targeting with this one, an all-magnesium body, 12 hours battery life, which is remarkable, and dedicated NVIDIA GeForce GPU in there. They didn't say what model.
And the most interesting thing is that the GPU is in the keyboard. So when you remove it, you lose access to the GPU when you use it as a tablet.
That was really the one more thing, because Panos Panay did not even mention
that
you could remove it. He just said, let's watch the video, notice carefully. And, of course, a bit of a gasp when they detached that screen.
And this is unlike the Google Pixel C. The Google Pixel C was innovative because it had a magnet, but this one has an actual thing that goes in and hooks it, so it's really on there solid. And to detach it, you actually have to press a button to release it. And so that's probably a good thing. You don't want it just coming off. And they were, of course, holding it by the screen to show how solidly it's connected when it is connected.
It's really... kind of breathtaking. Microsoft was able to keep this completely quiet. Scott Hanselman, who's a Microsoft employee, tweeted, wow, I didn't expect that. Even Microsoft employees didn't know about this. And, of course, that's probably one of the reasons nobody else knew about it. A real shocker. PCIe for the SSD, that means a fast SSD. Pre-order tomorrow, availability 10/26. It's a 3x2 screen. I'm glad to see that instead of the widescreen. And that makes it, as a tablet, much more, I think, compelling and a little less weird looking.
And Panos Panay made an interesting claim. He said it's the fastest 13-inch tablet ever made on any planet.
Well, notice it says i7. They don't even put an i5 in there.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting the top-of-the-line processor. Starts at $1,499, but I have to presume that means it starts at $1,499 with an i7. And a GeForce dedicated GPU. Not sure about RAM or storage. So a really exciting lineup of new products from Microsoft. And I think when Satya Nadella, he said it's a couple of things that really position Microsoft and these new products. For one thing, I think he recognized that people used Windows for so long because they had to.
Yeah.
And he said this before. He wants to move Windows users from needing to use Windows to actively choosing Windows and ultimately to loving Windows.
Yes.
And that is as good a mission statement for the new Microsoft as you can think of.
Yes, it's the perfect mission, actually.